Mike Reese, how are you today?
Hey, good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Just one of the changes that was noticeable in that game Sunday was more playing time for James Sanders. I'm curious what he brought to the defense in terms of maybe a steadiness. You often talk about his ability to communicate and keep everyone on the same page.
Well, he's always done those things that you've talked about, and also some of the things that we were going to do on defense were very conducive to his style of play and what he brings to the table that way. And like always, we try to, whatever the game plan is for that particular opponent, then we try to make sure that we're trying to fit the personnel in the best situation that we can. And so we were glad to see him back out there and playing, and as I'm sure he was. And, for the most part, I thought it was fairly productive.
To follow up on that theme, what are some of his strengths, in your opinion, as a player?
Well, James has always been a guy that knows what's going on. He does a good job, like you said, of communicating, getting everybody on the same page. Physical player, did a good job in tackling on some of the outside runs. We had him come up and supporting, even sometimes when he was dropping down in the box, coming up and playing the run. I thought he did a good job on those things. Again, we played a little more zone maybe in that game than what we played or whatever. So, I just thought that he fit into that scheme pretty well.
Dean, Michael Vega from the Boston Globe. Just to follow up on that a little bit, you had James Sanders, Sean Springs, all were active for that game and playing. Does that speak to the experience? I mean, and the ability to, as Sanders did, maybe communicate and did they bring a level of experience to the team?
Well, certainly they do because of their experience. I mean, Sean's played a long time. James has played in this system, the whole time. But more than that, it's really, Bill, the one thing that when it becomes guys that are active, guys that are not active, sometimes it has to do with defensive scheme. Bill has to keep in the picture the total team. And sometimes that may mean having an extra receiver or an extra guy running back or an extra tight end or an extra defensive back. And that's Bill's decision to make that. And then we need to then make it work on defense and offense with who that, we think we're going to have. And then there's always changes during the weeks, just like there is during a game when somebody might go down. You have to make changes and maybe change the plan a little bit or whatever you need to do to get guys involved in the game. But, I think Sean and James have always prepared well in the weeks when they weren't playing and or weren't as big a part of the game plan just as they did this week when they were part of the game plan. That's a credit to them. I think that's a credit to all of our guys. They all seem to do that. They know, hey, here's what we're going to do this week, and here's kind of how we're going to do it. And guys know it may involve them more or less. But I think they all do a pretty good job of trying to prepare and do what they can and play their role.
Just to follow up about the defensive line, I know that when you saw Vince Wilfork walking off the field there, kind of, in frustration, and then you had Ty Warren get nicked up as well. Was there a thought, hey, are we running out of defensive linemen here?
That's always the case. I take that anytime I see anybody walk off the field. I don't think we have enough of anything. I'm just like every other coach in America. I wish we had more guys active and all that. But, certainly we don't want to see anybody leave. It's the same thing, though, who when somebody goes down, somebody else has got to step up and play. And whoever that is, or if we have to change the scheme a little bit, that's what we have to do. But, to say that I never want to see any of the starters at any position or really anybody in the entire defense get nicked up or walk off the field that way. But, that's part of the game.
Who steps up, Dean? I mean, at nose tackle, you had Titus play a little bit. Is there anybody else you feel like can handle it? Myron Pryor, Ron Brace? I mean, those guys weren't active. Do you look at them, differently this week? Do you hope to get them back?
Oh, we may have to. Again, I won't know that until I know exactly what the status of everybody is. And, Bill will let us know on that. And then We'll get ready whoever we need to, but we'll also look at the Buffalo Bills will be the primary focus and saying, okay, what do we need to do now to slow them down? And, all right, what's it going to take? What do we need to do front-wise, coverage-wise? What's going to be? What are we going to do now? Does that fit who we're going to have this week? So there's, I'm not trying to evade your question, but it really does involve more than just, okay, well, this guy's stepping up for this position. All right, what is that position going to be this week? So is that the right guy, or is there another guy that's better suited for that? So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see how the week goes and who we have and how we want to approach the Bills. Because it could be totally different the following week, you know, against another team. So,
what I'm wondering is, there are guys with the skill set to play that position that knows that you have. I mean, you have more than one guy.
Right. Well, hey, the whole defensive line, whether it be Myron Pryor, whether it be Ron Brace, whether it be Mike Wright. I mean, all those guys learn multiple positions. Coach Johnson, you know, teaches them all how to play kind of all across the board. Now, do they play some positions better than others? Sure. Just like some of our corners know how to play safety, some of our safeties know how to play corner. Is that their best position? No. But can they play it? Well, yeah, if you can do certain things and not ask them to do everything that they have to do. So, yeah, somebody's going to have to step up, and we certainly have some guys there that are capable of that are good players, and they're, if that be the case, then they're going to have to step up and do it.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
We'll take a couple final questions.
Dean, it's Mike Reese again. It seems like the last couple games, Jarvis Green has been called on a little bit more, maybe some more playing time. How do you feel he has responded to that?
Well, I think he's done a very good job. He's worked hard to get himself back. You know, he was out for a little while. Injured, and he's kind of rehabbed and worked his way back. And you know, we've always thought the world of Jarvis. Look at him, you know, even when he was kind of everybody else considered him a fourth defensive lineman, we considered him one of the top three. So, you know, he's done a good job. We're really happy to have him back and glad he's back. And I think he's had some production in there and felt like, especially in this last game, I thought he played very well. You know, we were better. And one of the keys to this last game was, compared to the game before, was we were better on third down. And so we got some production on third down, and that was able to get us off the field and just helps us on defense and obviously helps the offense too. And Jarvis was a big part of that.
Take a final question?
I guess I'll take the final one here, Dean. One of the things you've talked about in the past is from our side, be careful when you see a defender in the area of a play that doesn't work out in the Patriots' favor. So I just going back to the touchdown.
That, huh, Mike?
What's that?
You remember that, Dean? Said that, huh?
That's right. That's right. And so I'm glad I got the chance to ask. On the long touchdown pass, obviously it looks bad with Springs right there. How would you advise, without knowing the call, someone to analyze what happened there?
We're in a three-deep coverage, and we should have had a little help from the middle of the field safety. And so it was, Sean was carrying that, and really should have been in a little better shape on that because we were in three-deep and should have had a safety there. Although I will also say that somebody reported that was his second time of doing that. That was not his second time of doing that. When that happened, almost the exact same coverage in the Saints game, it was a different safety in the middle of the field. So,
got it. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you very much, Coach.
All right, thanks, Stace. Thanks, guys.